fasting in other religions. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Fasting is among those worships that God has made it obligatory in all celestial books. It is mentioned in history of messengers that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, like Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, kept aloof from people for 40 days and was engaged in worship and fasting. He went to the desert for supplication, fasting, seeking forgiveness and gaining the proximity of God. It is narrated that the Satan had gone to him and tried to detract him from God's remembrance by temptations. But Prophet Jesus passed this tribulation successfully and defeated the Satan. Christians maintain that his 40-day seclusion was a period of preparedness accompanied with supplication, fasting, repentance, contemplation, and self-building to get the proximity of God. It is mentioned in the Evangel. Then Jesus was taken to the end with the power of the Holy Ghost so that the Satan would test him. So he was fasting for 40 days and finally he became hungry. Prophet Jesus undoubtedly was a faithful Jew before becoming a divine messenger. He used to observe the days of fasting in Judaism like Kippur. We read in history that the customs of Judaism were common till the time of Prophet Jesus. Prophet Jesus and his disciples would observe them. James Hawkes says, "The life of the disciples and faithful of the past was replete with thoughts, pleasure, countless labors, and fasting." In the four Gospels, too, fasting has been mentioned as an obligatory worship, and the fasting person has been praised, but he has been cautioned against hypocrisy. The four Gospels are famous by the name of their scribes: Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Verses 16 to 18 of chapter 6 of Matthew Gospel read about fasting. "But when you fast, do not be stern like turncoats, as they change their face to appear like the fasting among people. Indeed, I tell you that they have attained their reward. However, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear fasting among people. Rather, before your Father who is hidden, and your hidden Father will reward you publicly." Here, Prophet Jesus prevents his followers from hypocrisy and says that fasting with hypocrisy will not be accepted and rewarded, or will be rewarded as it deserves. Christian researcher Thomas McElwain writes that Jesus doesn't say anything about the way of fasting because his audience knew how to fast. Was it the same that today Christians abstain from eating certain foods? No, this fasting is not complete abstination from eating and drinking. Just as Moses held fasting on the mount, this kind of fasting had remained intact, and according to Matthew, Jesus would fast in this way. The Gospel of Matthew narrates separately about Moses and Jesus. "And 40 days and 40 nights he was there with God. He didn't eat bread and didn't drink water. And he wrote the words of testament, the 10 decrees on tablets." Elsewhere it reads, "Then Jesus was taken to the desert by the ghost so that the Satan experiences him. And when he fasted for 40 days, ultimately he was hungry." Thus, it is clear that Prophet Jesus had been fasting for 40 days like the previous messengers. Christians, like the followers of other religions, believe in fasting. Interestingly, there are two words for fasting and abstination in Christianity. In other words, during the days of abstination, it is only forbidden to eat meat. But in the days of fasting, eating meat is prevented and also the food and meals are limited. Of course, fasting is different in three main sects of Christianity. The first day of fasting is the seventh Wednesday before Easter. It is called as Ash Wednesday or the Day of Penitence. On this day, Christians are sprinkled with ash. In other words, the priest draws a cross on the forehead of the person with ash. This ash symbolizes death and repentance from sin. The faithful should observe certain abstinations for 40 days or 6 weeks before the Easter. Catholics fast on Ash Wednesday till Friday, on which they maintain that Jesus was crucified. In addition, the faithful fast on all Fridays of Lent, which is the period of penitence and musing. They abstain from eating meat. For centuries, Catholics were not allowed to eat meat on any Friday. But in mid-1960s, abstination from meat became arbitrary except the period of Lent. Catholics are allowed to eat simple foods during the 40 days fasting. They believe that fasting will cause the individual to bridle his carnal desires, repent from his sins, and have empathy with the poor. Among the Orthodox, fasting is similar to that fasting of Catholics. Most of the Orthodox of Eastern Church have different days of fasting. Besides 40 days of fasting and abstination, they have Apostles, Dormition or Ascension of Mary to Heavens, Nativity or Jesus' Birthday, and several other days. Orthodox sect maintains that all Wednesdays and Fridays are the days of fasting except those in which fasting is arbitrary. The Orthodox people usually abstain from meat, dairies, and egg during the fasting. They are permitted to eat fish in some days of fasting while in other days they are not. They believe that individual by fasting deserves to receive the divine favor. As for Protestants, fasting depends on the individual and there is no comprehensive and a single rule for it. It differs from church to church and institute to institute. Some persons abstain from all foods and drinks, while some only drink water or fruit juice. The aim of fasting in Protestantism is to strengthen the spirit and put into practice a rightful word in the civil or political society. Christians fast and abstain in order to soften and humble their hearts for God. They want to harness the unbridled self. They maintain that Jesus was crucified to ransom for their sins. They put high emphasis on pure and sincere fasting far from hypocrisy and show off. Such fasting helps us be distant from self-conceit and sympathize with the poor and the needy. In the book of Isaiah, Chapter 58, verses 6 to 9, it reads, "Is it not the fasting that I like for you, but to open the fetters of wickedness, to cut the knots of thrall, to free the oppressed and break every yoke? Is it not that you divide your bread with the hungry, bring the abandoned poor to your home, to clothe the naked when you see him, and do not hide yourself from those who are of your flesh? Then your light will shine like the dawn. Your health will grow soon. Your justice will walk generally before you, and God's glory will be your branch. This time you will pray, and God will answer, and you will seek help, and he will say, 'Now I am present.'" The period of 40 days is the time of repentance and seeking forgiveness in Christianity.